To be praised. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God is great. I know y'all to sit down, but I'm going to ask you to stand back up. We're going to, if you can, we're just going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Just want to open up this service and just want to, as the beautiful song about to testify, I just want us to praise God this morning. I got praise in His name on my mind as I woke up this morning for everything that He does and everything that we need. And just God is always there for us. Yes, Miss Linda. Yes, ma'am. Praise God.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Yes, absolutely. Perfect. Praise through our testimonies of praise, through letting other folks know what God has done in our lives and everything that we do. How else is the world going to know how great our God is? We have to speak His Word, speak the truth. Praise God. Yes, ma'am.
Y'all remember my nephew that had the head
Yes. Yes, absolutely. 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 Yes, brother. Good to see you this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Good to see you this morning. Praise the Lord. God is great.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Just praise His holy name. Praise God. If you have a prayer request this morning, just show by raising of your hand. Oh, God knows and sees each and every one. Brother Chris, would you ask the Lord to open up our prayer, please?
Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this house. Father God, we thank you for your presence. Father God, we thank you for moving. Father God.
Yes, Lord.
We simply ask thank you to hear the prayer request that was spoken, Father God, and unspoken. Lord, those that raised by a lift of hand, Father God, Lord, that you meet every need according to your will, Father God. I know that there's nothing that you cannot do, Father God, Lord, with God.
Yes, Lord. Just love you.
Father, we ask for this service, Lord, that you pour out your spirit in this house, Father God. Lord, that you take full control and have liberty and have your way in this service, Father God. Lord, pour out your anointing upon the preacher, Father God. Lord, let him speak your words, Father God, that will pierce hearts.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And
yes.
Lives,
yes.
God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, speak to us this day, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
you,
Lord, the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I tell you. Praise God. We cannot praise Him enough. While you're standing, turn to page 212. Keep on the firing line, and I don't care what the world throws at you. We've got a God that is in charge. Amen, amen. Praise His name. Keep on the firing line.
If you're in the battle for the Lord and right, keep on the firing line. Surely you must die. Keep on the firing line. There are many angels that we all must face.
great God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated if you can. Sound like y'all ready for service this morning. Praise God. Place His mighty armor upon us and just go into battle and just do what the Lord would have us to do. We're just going to go ahead and take up the morning offerings. I do not have any announcements. You in choir practice today? Oh, thank you, sister. All right. Praise God. Praise God. Out of Bell Circle, they'll be meeting Tuesday night at 7 p.m. over in the Curtis Center with a special speaker this morning. Praise God. Just want to just thank Him for so much. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our morning offering, please? Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. While they're taking up the offering, she also said choir practice today at 5 p.m. Amen.
Before we sing, I want to say that Eddie and I have a classmate that passed away yesterday, and it just got me to thinking. Now, I don't know her life at all. I mean, we haven't seen her that much, but I did try to witness to her some, and I sent her our services and online services to watch. But did I do enough? Now, like I said, I don't know her life, so she may be a Christian. I don't know. But it just got me to thinking, are we doing enough to try to spread the word to our friends and family and strangers? I'm not. And so I'm going to try harder, because I don't want to be the reason that somebody didn't hear the good word of Jesus. Y'all just pray for us while we sing.
Each turn is so uncertain. I learned to walk by faith. But You gave me a promise that You would never leave. You will lead and guide me. Lord, I do. Lord, I will go. But there are times I feel alone. I know that you are near.
Any other man won't come.
Stay here.
again, y'all just pay attention to the words. Because one of these days, don't cry for me. I hope y'all will be going with me.
You weep for me when I'm gone, 'cause I won't have to leave here alone. And when I hear that last trumpet sound, my feet won't stay on the ground. I'm gonna rise with a shout, gonna cry. I'm gonna rise with my Lord through the sky.
Amen. How many knows that's going to be all right? Looking for a better place. How about you? My, my, my. You love the Lord this morning.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Give the Lord praise. Amen. Every time I hear about heaven, something within me just bubbles over. Amen. Whether it be a song, whether it be a scripture, whether it be a sermon, and whether it just be hearing from God. So many of our loved ones have already gone over to the other side. And what a time of rejoicing and celebration that's going to be. And I certainly intend to make my rounds. But the first thing that I want to do when I get to heaven is kneel at the feet of Jesus Christ. Love Him and thank Him for the wonderful price that He paid to make it possible, to make heaven sound sweeter.
Let's go. Christ this morning.
Amen and amen. Praise God. God is so great. So wonderful. It's good to see each and every one of you here. Let all of our visitors know how loved they are. How glad we are that they came to worship the Lord with us this morning. If you have your Bibles, go with us to the book of St. Matthew in the 13th chapter. Desire your prayers this morning. Amen. Our heart goes out to so many people who are still struggling, suffering. Many are sick and many are afflicted. Amen. But we know the healer. I said we know the healer. Amen. With his stripes we are healed. Reading from the book of St. Matthew this morning in the 13th chapter, beginning with verse number 24. And thank you for standing for the reading of God's word. The writings of Jesus himself. In the 24th verse, the 13th chapter, the Bible says, "Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept," everybody say, "while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest." Everybody say, until the harvest. "And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn." Can we pray? Gracious Heavenly Father, we love and thank you, God, for another day, another opportunity to come into your house to worship this morning. Thank you for all who have gathered. Father, I pray your blessings upon each and every one here. Asking you now, God, to anoint these lips of clay. God, I pray, Lord, that you would feed us that heavenly manna from heaven. God, we're nothing more than a vessel, an oracle. God, that the Holy Spirit may speak to us this morning. Help us to be submissive. Help us to be obedient to your word and to your will. And Father, we do remember those who are still sick. Many are afflicted. Praying, God, for your healing power to touch them. Again, Lord, we just ask you to have your way in this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. One more time for Jesus. Give him a hand clap of praise, and you may be seated. In the time of harvest, how many believes with me that there is coming a harvest? Man, a gathering, if you will. As the Lord began to lay this message upon my heart, it began to stir my soul. Sister Penny mentioned it. Are we witnessing enough? Are we serious enough about people to be ready to meet the Lord? How many knows that there is a plan of salvation? How many knows that there are guidelines that we are to adhere to through the Word of God? I'm not talking denomination. I'm not talking personal opinion. I'm not talking ideology. I'm talking the plan of salvation that is laid out very clearly time and time again in the precious Word of God. But here Jesus saw fit to teach a group of people in the form of a parable. And let me tell you something. Jesus was not just telling an amusing story. He was not just basically trying to tickle their ears. But there was a reason, a very real reason, why he chose this particular parable. Understand that this was not a lesson in farming. They did not need to understand a lesson in farming. But do understand there were many who were there who were farmers and who were associated with what it was to plant seeds and to watch seeds grow and to harvest those seeds when the time came. But rather, Jesus was using this as a type and shadow of what is to come. Not what might come, not what may come, but what will come. If I have any believers in the house today,
to believe that judgment is coming, would you just give the Lord a hand clap of praise? Judgment is coming. Judgment not from our nation. Judgment not from any one man. Judgment not from the church. But judgment that can only come from the only righteous God that there is. Jesus used the word tares. Let me just pause for just a little bit. Tares is sometimes called darnel weeds. It is a type of weed that is also known as false wheat. I want you to understand this. It bears such a close resemblance to wheat until maturity. In other words, when the blade first sprang up, to the person looking, could not identify with any regularity which was the tare and which was the wheat, because they looked so similar until maturity. But when the wheat began to grow to its fullest growth, and when it began to put on the seed that would produce the wheat, that would produce the flour, there seemed to be a difference when the wheat matured. Can I tell you, the devil cannot mimic spiritual maturity. He may dress the dress, he may look the look, he may talk the talk, but he cannot live the life. He cannot do it. Evil is within him. Understand that, I want to tell you too, that this poisonous or this darnel weed can be poisonous and possibly cause death. Can I tell you today that sin is poisonous and can cause death? Spiritual death. Church, we need to be realize that we need to wake up. Today is the day that we need to begin to sow the seed. We need to begin to witness. We need to begin to testify. If you have a lost loved one, tell them it is imperative, it is detrimental that today they get their life straight with the Lord. Because the harvest is coming. There will be a time of harvest. When mixed with wheat flour, come on, when the artificial is mixed with the genuine, it can cause extreme dizziness and intoxication. In fact, reference tells us that many people during that day and hour would use that as something to get a natural high. Even knowing that it could cause death, it could cause extreme dizziness, it could cause intoxication. Other effects were slurred speech and inability to walk. It was so popular that people in that day and hour often referred to it as wheat's evil twin. Can I tell you that Satan has tried from the very beginning to mimic the children of God and the church of the Lord? He's tried to entice. He's tried to stir up. He's tried to convert. He's tried to disrupt church. But let me tell you something. When you know and you know that you know, confidence replaces fear. Amen? When you know that you're born again, when you know that that lives within you is the Holy Spirit of God, when you know it wasn't of yourself and it wasn't of your works, but it was by the mercy and grace of a loving Savior who bled and died on the cross of Calvary, that we might be born again, that we might be ready in the time of harvest. If you believe that, give the Lord praise this morning for what Jesus did for our salvation. There is coming a time of harvest. Even though the servants did not rightly know the difference, Jesus said the reaper does. Think about that. You may fool the pastor. You may fool your family. You may fool those that you work with. But you cannot fool the reaper. regardless of what you are, regardless of what you profess to be, unless you've been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ, which makes us genuine. Can I just pause a minute? Because I was not born genuine. I did not live a life in my early years where I was genuine. Just because I sat in a church didn't mean I was saved. Just because a blade of grass grows up in the middle of a wheat field and is surrounded by a wheat field, everywhere there's wheat. You can be close to wheat. You can be around wheat. You can be love wheat. But until you're born again, you can't be wheat. Amen. You may look like wheat. You may smell like wheat. You may grow like wheat. Amen. But how many knows you got to become genuine? And the only way that I know that we can become genuine is come before a loving God and say, Father, I have sinned. God, I can't make it on my own. I'm worthless. I'm a nobody. I'm bound by the sins of chains of sin. But Lord, I need your mercy. I need your grace, Lord. I need you to come in and clean me up. I need you to make me genuine. I don't want to be left behind. I don't want to be thinking that I'm ready to go in the time of the harvest. And when the reaper comes and he begins to take those who are ready to go, I want to be in that number. I've got to be in that number. If I'm not in that number, praise God, it's all been worthless. Hallelujah. But they could not tell. I'm wheat. I'm wheat. It amazes me at how many polls that you can take. And you will ask folks, are you a Christian? About 70% of them will tell you, yeah, my name's on the church book at so-and-so place. And I want to tell you something. To their credit, most of the time that's as far as we go with it. Well, all right. Praise God. But would it hurt to follow up with, that's wonderful, that's precious, but is your name recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life? Have you been born again? Have you repented of your sinful nature? No matter how many times you've attended church, no matter how many times you've read the Bible from lid to lid, no matter how many times you sing in the choir, are you ready? Are you born again? Would Jesus Christ come today? Would you be able to go with Him? Glory to God. I know this is not an ear-tickling message, but God stirred me because people are passing away each and every day. There is a coming, a harvest. There is coming a day of judgment. There is coming a time when we can't stand before the Lord just with our goodness, just with our church record. We must see the blood of Jesus Christ that is in our lives. We must live holy. We must live righteous. We must lay aside every sin, every weight that does so easily beset us. It is a serious matter. The time of feel-good church may be coming close to an end. It's time to get serious, church. It's time to get serious for the kingdom of God. The reaper knows the difference between tares and wheat. There comes a time when the tares can't produce fruit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me just kind of get real. I want to be like Brother Wynn. I do not want to hurt feelings. I do not want to be offensive. That's not my job. But sometimes the Word of God is offensive. Sometimes the Word of God does hurt feelings. It hurt my feelings. Thank God that it did. It convicted my lifestyle. Amen. But you know, Holy Ghost anoint me. I like the wheat that grows up in the field and it doesn't wave its hand and say, I'm all of this. Amen. It doesn't look around and say, I'm glad I'm not like the other wheat. I'm glad I do this. I'm glad I do that. I'm glad I'm holy and I'm righteous and all that. You know what? I like the wheat that just grows up and just produces fruit. Hallelujah. While one's waving in all of its glory, the other one is just producing and producing and producing. Not to get highlighted, not to get the glory, not to pat themselves on the back, but just to keep producing fruit. Amen. It does it not in the four walls of the church, but on their job site, where they shop, in their neighborhood, in their family. They just keep producing and producing and producing. Let me tell you something. Tares can't do that. Tares can only look good. Tares can only mimic what a true person or what a true wheat is. Glory to God. They can't be, because it's not in their DNA. Man, it cannot be a wheat. And the reaper knows that. Servants don't. Servants don't. That's the reason when you get the response, "Oh yeah, my name is on so-and-so book and I've been a member there for years and years." We leave it. We assume that they're born again. We assume that they're on their way to heaven. And many, many times that's as far as they'll go with the information. I used to ask a question and I quit asking it. And I said, "Well, who's the pastor down there now?" "Oh, it's... Come on. Now let's see. He's not there anymore. They got this new guy. I can't think of his name right now. Amen. Let me just say, not that the pastor's name's important, but if I'm a member of the church, I think I'm probably going to know the pastor's name. If I attend regularly, I'm pretty sure I'm going to know when they changed. Amen. Just going to church. Come on. Just going to church. Just having our name on it. Just showing up. Tares showed up. Tares showed up. But they couldn't be wheat. And servants, we don't know sometimes. We just have to take their word for it. And the servants went to the landholder and they said, "You want us to go in there and root them up now?" You know, I've had people that wanted to help do that. "Pastor, you want me to take care of that?" And I try to use the Jed Clampett analogy. "Son, please don't help me. Please don't help me. Not that I love your energy, not that I love your zeal, but you go in there right now and you'll tear up more wheat than you tear up the tares. Let them grow side by side." Hallelujah. And I love this analogy. In a literal wheat field, I want y'all to listen. I'm going to get right down here. In a literal agricultural wheat field, tares can never become wheat. They're known as false wheat. They're known as wheat's evil twin. They look like wheat until they're mature, and then they're very identifiable. Why? Because there's no fruit. They're not a mature wheat. That's in an agricultural, literal field. But I want to tell you something. If we'll leave the tares alone, let them continue to congregate, let them continue to feel the anointing of God in a spiritual field where there's a lot of mature wheat, glory to God, there's a miracle that can take place, and that miracle is in a spiritual field, amen, a church setting, the kingdom of God. If a tare stays long enough, it can be converted and become a spiritual wheat. I know that is true because I was one. Oh, hallelujah. I was once a tare. I was once a weed. I was one that is set in the church. But because of those around me, they loved me, they prayed for me, and they held me up. Because of the grace of God, I became a spiritual wheat, born again. Old things passed away. But you know what? Servants don't know that. They said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, No. Nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Never want it be said that I tore up a wheat, that I uprooted wheat. Glory to God. And I'm talking, please understand. Let's come out of the field now. Amen. And get into the kingdom of God. Listen. There's a reason that love is mentioned so many times in the New Testament. In fact, in the entire Bible. One place tells us that God is love. Amen. Saw Markey just this week. How can you love God and hate your brother? And call yourself spiritual wheat. Come on. Don't work that way. You may look like wheat. You may act like wheat. But if you got animosity and hatred and bitterness and anger in your life, you need to get it out. You need to get it out. Amen. Church, I hope that every ear that's listening, I hope every soul that is here under the sound of my voice knows that it is a serious matter to make sure that our soul is right with God. Man, this sister that Penny was talking about went to sleep and never saw the dawning of another day. That's how short life can be. One heartbeat away. One breath away. It kind of disqualifies the thinking of, I'll get right one of these days. Because my Bible tells me you don't have the promise of tomorrow. Come on, today is the day of salvation. If you know, and if you fear, that if the Lord should call you home today, that you might not be able to stand before the judgment seat of God, then I urge you, get it right. Get it right. Come on. It's not about impressing anybody. In fact, it's nobody else's business. Amen. God forbid that you fail to make things right because you was embarrassed what others would say. You got to get beyond that. Come on, you got to know that you know that you know that you're right with God. You got to know that you know that you know that your sins are under the blood of Jesus Christ. You got to know that you're filled with His glorious Holy Spirit that gives you power. Glory to God. Thank God for His love, His grace. But thank God for the Holy Ghost, amen, that fills our life, that gives us that assurance that we know without a shadow of a doubt, amen, that when the reaper comes, Not if the reaper comes, the reaper will come. It is appointed unto man to die, and after this, the judgment. The reaper knows the difference between tares and wheat. The wheat and tares look the same until the wheat becomes mature. Are we still immature in our spiritual walk with God? I find that I'm growing every day, and I find too that I'm not near as grown as I need to be. I find more and more I'm more dependent on God. I'm not ashamed to say that. I'm nothing without God. I need Him every day of my life. I need Him several times. In fact, I need Him all the day long. Because I know without Him, without His mercy and without His grace, I would not be able to call heaven my home. But listen, as the song says, heaven's getting sweeter, sounding sweeter every day. Why? Because of the promises that we have of what heaven is going to be. There'll be no more this disturbance. There'll be no more turmoil. There'll be no more civil unrest. There'll be no crying, no sickness. Praise God, no more death. But are we ready for the reaper? Are we ready for the judgment day? Acts 17:31. If you want to flip over there with me. The Apostle Paul writes in verse 31. Of the 17th chapter. Because He hath appointed a day. Everybody say, an appointed day. It will happen. In the which He will judge the world in righteousness. By that man whom He hath ordained. Whereof He hath given assurance unto all men. In that He hath raised Him from the dead. There is no other way except through Jesus Christ. The Bible is very,
complicit. It's very explicit. Amen. That Jesus Christ is, in fact, the only way. But you know what? Tares have come in and said, oh, you don't have to do that. Tares have come in and begin to sow seeds of unrighteousness. When did they do it? As we preached while the church rested. When men slept. When men decided, and when I'm talking about men, I'm talking about society. When we came to our church and we worshiped the Lord and we praised the Lord and we got our few little people ready to go to home to be with the Lord, and while we were just sleeping spiritually, Satan began to be emboldened and he began to come in and sow these tares. Who did it? The enemy did it. The enemy did it. We know who the enemy is. Can I tell you, and I wish this was broadcast all over the world, your brother is not your enemy. That different race is not your enemy. Glory to God. There is an adversary, a very real adversary, who understands that if he can cause division, if he can cause bitterness, if he can cause hatred, then he has an ability to plant those tares, to plant that evil weed, amen, of discourse and all of that, everything that goes against the Word of God into our nation, into our lives, into our schools, into our churches. Amen. But we need to beware. Just because it looks like it doesn't mean it's genuine, doesn't mean it's real. But thank God, how many knows that there is a real, genuine salvation? Glory to God. Through the blood of Jesus Christ. I know that to the untrained eye, I know that to the person who is not reached, and we understand that. There's new converts. There's people that have not reached that. That doesn't mean you're not saved. That doesn't mean you're not filled with the Spirit of the Lord. You just haven't gone through all of those battles and been battle-tested with the armor and the shield and all of those things. Brother Jim brought a wonderful message one morning about having the arm and having the shield. The shield of a true, mature Christian is not bright and shiny. It's dented. Come on, it's been through it. It's got all kind of piercings on it where the devil has thrown those fiery darts, you know, but it's tested. Amen. If your shield is bright and shiny and no dents in it, look out. Look out. But you show me a mature Christian and you show me their shield of faith, that thing's been through the ringer. Amen. There's all kind of dents in it, but you know why? Because every time the devil comes, you hold up that shield of faith. Glory to God. That tells me you've been through the war. You've been through the battles. But you came out victorious. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for that. But there's some converts and there's some young people that haven't been there yet. And Satan's going after those young ones. Listen, I'm not talking about physical age. I'm talking about young in the Spirit of the Lord. And he's enticing them with, listen folks, enticing them with everything but the truth. Let me tell you something. There's some wonderful praise and worship out there. I love praise and worship. But if it ain't followed with the truth, come on, if it ain't Bible based, come on. You can shout and wave your hands and pray in the wheat field all day long, but you're still a tare until you've been born again. Come on, until you have Jesus Christ living and abiding in your soul, because that's the only righteous thing that I can find. There is no righteousness in us. In fact, the Bible says our righteousness is as filthy rags. Glory to God. But I got news for you. You can become a spiritual wheat. You can be born again. It's not too late. People tell me all the time, brother, you just don't know. I've been too bad. No, you're exactly who Jesus died for. You're exactly who he shed his blood for. Don't let the devil tell you there's no hope. Don't let the devil tell you you've been too bad. Don't let him tell you there's too much sin in your life. Glory to God. You still have that chance. Man, as long as you have breath and as long as that Spirit is calling you to come to an altar of repentance. Amen. Because he hath appointed a day
Don't get caught up in the men that tell you they know exactly the day it is, because nobody does. But listen to that preacher who tells you there is coming a day. If he tells you, oh no, well, there's not going to be a day, everything's just going to rock on like it always does, beware. Beware. But there's coming in a day, an appointed time, when that reaper does come. And folks, I thought in my mind, there's going to be so many tares who thought they were wheat. And I'm trying to abide on a very narrow line here, because I know God has not called me or equipped me to be a judge, but I can still be a fruit inspector. Amen. And if the fruit don't bear up to the Word of God, it is not me that is judging you, but it's the reaper that is judging us. Come on, it's serious. It's serious. I know we say it all the time. I hate to use the analogy. We got to quit playing church. We got to quit going through the motions of church. We got to be the church. Not the building. Not the name. Amen. But the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. Can I get real, real serious with it for just a moment? And if you're not comfortable, you don't have to participate. But just a show of seriousness, and just a show to let us know that there's still opportunity out there. Is there anybody in your ring of friends, neighbors, family, close working cohorts that you're uncertain, not being a judge, but you're uncertain about where they might spend eternity? Could I just see your hand? Folks, listen. Look what a work is still needing to be done. Glory to God. And let's, you know, not to be an imposition, not to be imposing upon them, but let them know in the sweetness of our spirit, we're very concerned. We just want to know and make sure that you're ready to meet the Lord, because there is an appointed time coming. Whether that time is appointed like this sister who went to sleep with every expectation of getting up the next day and continuing and never opened up her eyes again. Whether that be the time, whether it be a catching away of the saints, I still believe there's going to be a rapture. Amen. I believe that many of us are in the generation that could see that. Again, I don't know the day or the hour. I'm not telling you that it happened today. I'm telling you it could, but I'm not going to tell you that it is. But those hands that was raised signifies there's work still to be done. Amen. And let's love them to Jesus. Let's love them to Jesus. Let's be sweet. Let's be gentle. But let's let them know too it's serious. Because there is going to be a time of harvest. And let me tell you something. Just because you was a friend of a friend who went to church, or because your mother was a great and precious holy saint of God, doesn't give us a free ticket. I remember when I was just a young boy in church, and let me tell you something. I grew up in a church, and the preachers, they actually sweated when they preached. And I don't think it was because it was so hot. I think it was because it was so seriousness about preaching hellfire. And they would preach about the rapture, and I would sit on the end of the bench, and every time they'd preach that, I'd slide all the way over to Mother. Because I knew Mother was ready to go. And in my immature mind, I thought, I'm holding on to her skirt if we go. I'd sit just as close as I could possibly. And I was one of those when the service got over and they said the amen prayer, I went, phew. That was close. That was tough. Even though I was young and probably had not reached the age of accountability, some people said I was slow. In fact, one person still says that. But when I reached that age, that where I knew that I could set my mother all day long
And if she was taken up in the rapture, I would not go unless I had made my heart right. And that's when it became serious to me. And that's the gist of this message. Is salvation serious to you? It's not a social matter. It's not a political matter. And it's not even a feel-good matter. Thank God you can feel good because of salvation. But it's detrimental. It is needful. We must be born again. Amen. Because in the time of harvest, that's the only thing that's going to make us identifiable. Amen. Because what happened to the tares? They were gathered first, and they were put in bundles, and they were burned. But the wheat was gathered into my barn. Symbolic, a type and shadow of that heavenly place that Jesus Christ has gone away to prepare. You know, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man what the Lord has prepared for them that He loved. I can't even begin to fathom or comprehend how great and wonderful heaven's going to be. But I know this, I've got to make it. I've got to make it. Amen. And the only way I can make it is to be born again through the baptism of His Holy Spirit and let Jesus live and abide first in my life. Amen. Just sitting around waiting, amen, that's not going to get it. You must be born again. And two, when you're born again, you want everybody else to go too. And that's what I pray to this church. I preach to this church, Lord, help us to be witnesses. Help us to be testimonies, Lord, of Your mercy and of Your grace. God forbid if one of our family members doesn't make it because we wasn't able to press them enough to make sure that they're ready. Are we ready? Because the harvest is coming. Would you bow your head? Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Father, we feel the seriousness of this matter. I feel the seriousness of this message that You've placed upon my heart. God, it has burned in my soul all week long. Father, I may have stumbled, God, in the presentation of it, but I pray that Your Spirit would prick our hearts. I pray, God, that You would help us to realize and know what a serious matter this is. Father, we have to be ready. We have to make heaven our home. God, we can't do that just going through the motions. We can't do that just trying to be politically correct. We can't do that with just having our name on some roll. We understand the Word. And the Word is that we must be born again. We must have the blood of Jesus applied to our life. And Father, I pray if there's anyone here today that have not made that preparation, let this be the day. Let this be the day, God, that they become born again through Your mercy and through Your grace. We'll give You all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Would you stand? Every head bowed, every eye closed. This altar is open. Don't leave today unless you know of a certainty of where you're going to spend eternity. There's a song that says, where will you be a million years from now? Will you be happy or will you be singing while the ages roll? Where will you be? I ask this question. Will you be in heaven only by the grace of God? Some of you come, some of you elders, let's pray. This altar is still open.